First, over the weekend, beaches along New South Wales coastline were battered by abnormally large waves and surging tides, leaving in their wake a clean-up bill totalling in the millions. With weather events like these set to become more frequent during the La Niña cycle, many Australians living by the water are concerned at how long they have before the tide arrives at their door. James Murray has this story.
Thanks to the current La Niña cycle we're in, which we've felt so far in irregular weather extremes, warmer nights, and far more blatantly, periods of extreme rainfall, Australia is trying to deal with and prepare for more episodes of damaging and sometimes lethal weather events. One of these events, which has been a known issue that has been gradually creeping towards us, is coastal erosion, which was exacerbated by the abnormally large waves seen along New South Wales' coastline this weekend. Speaking to Dr. Hannah Power, an associate professor of the School of Environmental and Life Sciences at the University of Newcastle, I asked what caused this surge over the weekend.
Well, over the weekend we had a pretty intense east coast low system. And, you know, you can think about an east coast low system as like a tropical cyclone, but not in the tropics. It's the same kind of weather system. And that system was really intense and it caused really large waves. And because we've already had a significant east coast low this year already, prior to this one that we've just seen this weekend, our beaches haven't had time to recover, and so the beaches were already pretty eroded when this east coast low arrived over the weekend, and so we've seen even more impacts on our coasts as a result of this event.
Dr. Powell continues on whether we'll see more events like this in the future.
Well, what we know with climate change is that we're likely to see east coast low events like the one we saw over the weekend become more prevalent in the warmer months. So normally we see east coast lows in the sort of April through to September period, but with climate change and with warming sea levels, we're expecting to see more of them in the warmer months, and we're also expecting to see more intense east coast low systems. So as time progresses forward with climate change and as our oceans warm up, we're expecting to see bigger east coast low events in the future.
Dr. Mitchell Harley, a senior lecturer in the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering's Water Research Laboratory at the University of New South Wales, shared a similar belief to Dr. Power.
Certainly in the near future as well. So typically what we see on our coastline is our beaches are normally are quite wide at this time of year. So normally at this time of the year we have quite calm summer conditions. So we've had months and months of summer conditions and our beaches are normally at their widest point of the annual cycle. Because of La Niña this year, we've actually seen the beaches be so eroded that they're actually really narrow. And that's a concern as we head into the autumn and winter months, which are typically when we see the largest amount of storm events. So it's very much expected that we'll be seeing more of these events in the near future. So east coast lows typically form from March, April, May onwards, throughout the winter months. So we'd be expecting to see more of these in the coming months. So that's quite a concern with the beaches already quite eroded at this stage.
Dr. Harley continues to speak on the potential to harness this increased frequency in waves into green energy.
Wave energy has been looked at up and down the coast. So in Australia, we have one of the most energetic coastlines of the world. So we typically get these large waves from the Southern Ocean, the so-called Roaring Forties and whatnot. And so there is opportunities to potentially exploit that, although it does have its challenges as well. Whether or not that could be looked at in the future as a possible source is still being in development, probably not in the near future, but certainly something that can be considered in the longer term.
Now that we know that events like these are on the way, Dr. Power speaks on what can be done going forwards to deal with coastal erosion.
So moving forwards, we need to really think about how we utilise our coastal zones and where are appropriate places to build. So certainly we need to make sure that we're not adding exposure onto our coast, so we're not building in places that are unsuitable for building or that may potentially become exposed down the track for climate change, under climate change. And then we also need to look at what areas are most at risk from coastal hazards going forwards and think about ways that we can best minimise those risks to minimise impacts on infrastructure and on property. So in terms of our vulnerability, it's really where we have our biggest exposure. So in Southeast Australia, where we have lots of infrastructure and lots of property along the coast, that's where our biggest vulnerability is, because that's where all our things that might be impacted along the coast will be. But certainly in terms of things that we can do to prevent impacts, minimizing how much climate change we experience by rapidly and significantly reducing how much carbon we put into the atmosphere is how we can minimize impacts going forwards.
Dr. Hannah Power, Associate Professor at the School of Environmental and Life Sciences at the University of Newcastle, ending that report by James Murray.